hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, coming to you from our new broadcast facility at my house. It's a great gig when you can literally roll out of bed and do your radio show. But that's what I've been able to do. 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was a late night. What can I say? However, we got a lot of stuff to cover. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa. I've just been alerted that he is in the vicinity. So we are getting closer to another visit. That'll probably go down in the annals of Scuba Radio history as something that we probably would have liked to avoid, or something that I should apologize for in advance. So I'm doing so now. You've been warned accordingly, and take that for what it's worth. However, we have a lot of stuff to cover, more stuff to give away on top of those force fins that Bob Evans just offered up at the end of hour one. Once again, if you email us your name, address, and phone number to info@scubaradio.com, we'll put your name in the hopper and draw or announce the winner next week live on the radio show. And who knows, you could have your very own force fins. But last week, I forgot to give away a copy of our Scuba Snobs book, thanks to our buddies Dennis from ScubaSnobs.com. Dennis is back on the line with us again today. Dennis, how are you, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, well, I got so wrapped up in our move last week as we broadcast from our, you know, the last broadcast from our old studio, I forgot to give away a copy of the Scuba Snobs. So I'm thinking, can we give away two copies today? Are you okay with that?
I'm totally okay with that, and however you want to decide who gets them, then you let us know, and we'll ship them certainly by Monday.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to open it up a little bit, because I've had some gripes from some people that listen to Scuba Radio on their iPods. They didn't catch the live broadcast, so we're going to bring those folks into the mix this week. So all you have to do is info your name, address, and phone number to info@scubaradio.com. We'll have that pair of force fins, and we'll have two copies of the Scuba Snobs book, Etiquette for Divers. Now, let's talk about some stuff this week, because we're going to focus on another. The topic this week is peace on Earth. Right now, I don't know if you address that in the Scuba Snobs manual, or is that in part two? What's going on there?
Well, there's some parts of the Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette, the book that's out there right now, that talk about it, and where we talk about not crowding and things like that. But, you know, in keeping with the season, one of the things that's been on our mind, especially on a recent dive trip, is peace between divers and snorkelers. I think most divers are snorkelers sometimes. I love to snorkel after, you know, between dives sometimes, or that last day on a trip when you got to have a no dive day.
Right.
But sometimes you get snorkelers and divers at the same sites or on the same boat, and it's not always friendly. And so what we want to do is just promote peace between divers and between divers and snorkelers. There's plenty of room in the ocean for all of us, but we saw some things happen that I think need to be mentioned. And there's two real problems I'd like to talk about. Is this a good time?
Yes, let's talk about it. And once again, you can get this book, Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette, by going to scubasnobs.com. But we're just kind of focusing on some of the issues. But I think, you know, this is a perfect time to talk about this. We're smack dab in the middle of the holiday season, so why not talk about peace on Earth or peace underwater when it comes to divers and snorkelers? What did you notice? What issues here did you need to address, you felt?
The first thing is, I don't think scuba divers should troll for snorkelers. This emerged when we were in a dive site, actually, on Grand Cayman, where there are snorkelers, and we were doing some shore diving, and we were being dutiful and had our dive flag with us, and inadvertently, one snorkeler got kind of tangled in the line going up to the diver below flag.
Okay.
And it was kind of a mess. Well, after we got that untangled, the fellow I was diving with said, you know, if we did this right, we could actually catch snorkelers. And I said, I don't think that's a good thing to do. So if you're in a dive location where there's also snorkelers and you're towing a dive flag around, well, pay attention to it and try not to entangle snorkelers. It's hazardous for them. Could jerk you up from the bottom. And we sure want to discourage people who are doing that intentionally.
For sport.
I haven't seen it happen yet, but it could.
Yeah. Sport snorkeling. I don't know.
There you go.
Fishing
there
for
you
snorkelers.
Go.
I kind of like that idea myself. If you're really bored and maybe the snorkelers were bothered. No, I can't condone such activity. That's not nice. That doesn't promote peace on earth, and that's what we're going for. So I apologize.
The other thing, though, is harder to avoid. And it starts out accidentally, and I call this blowing up snorkelers. If you're diving in an area where there's snorkelers overhead, sometimes the bubbles from your exhaling will catch a snorkeler, particularly one vertical in the water wearing baggy jams. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Okay.
So it'll fill them up with a bubble and kind of lift them out of the water. Well, I was diving off Maui, where, again, doing a lot of shore diving, and they really enforce the dive flag thing. So if you dive shore dive in Hawaii, have a dive flag.
Right.
Anyway, this was happening at a site, actually a pretty crowded site. We were just getting in an afternoon dive. We were pretty shallow, 25, 30 feet, and a lot of snorkelers above. And Charlie, and that is his real first name, noticed that this was happening, that we were getting some air in some snorkelers. And he decided that you could do a better job if you took your alternate air source and made one of those big air volcanoes.
Okay.
One of these kids snorkeling.
Right.
Well, he developed a whole game about it, with points about how large the target was, how deep you were when you launched your shot, and how high you lifted them out of the water. And what I want to say is that should be discouraged, too. Unless you know the snorkeler, in which case it makes for a great game.
I'll tell you what, I think you've come up with two sports, two new diver sports.
Well,
that could be a lot of fun. And scoring,
right.
And the whole thing.
Right, but you know the danger. You tell somebody not to do something because it's bad manners, and then, of course, it's like saying stick them to the dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so let's make it clear we're discouraging this behavior, but if you engage in it, be safe and, don't overdo it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
But it does sound like fun, I got to say.
But it does. Anyway, but this is during this season, we're advocating peace between divers. Let's all get along on the boat. Let's all get along in the water. The Scuba Snob's Guide to Diving Etiquette tells you about that. And it's the little extension here today because we want to have fun, but we want to also have serious fun and get along. And that's what our book's about, serious fun. In fact, I'd like to just say one thing about that, and that is, we've had a lot of people do a lot of nice reviews, and people are hearing about it on Scuba Radio, and we want to thank all your listeners who've got on board. But the best review was posted on Scuba Board.
Yeah.
You had them on last week. Your friends over there were talking on the radio with you.
Sure. Pete,
and it's short and to the point, and this is the best little review. A guy from Arizona writes, "Great read. My girlfriend was psyched. I was reading a diving book that didn't involve somebody dying."
Yeah, well, good point, yeah.
End of story. So it's a fun little book. Hope people will read it. It gives good dive tips, but it also tells you how to make diving a little nicer for everybody near you. And maybe how to have some fun with people near you, too. So,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and, the fact that we've uncovered a few new possible sports to add to our arsenal, it never hurts just to be aware of them. Not that we condone such activities, but you should be aware of these things.
And it's all
about having fun.
Absolutely. And we hope everybody out there gives the gift of scuba this Christmas. going back to your Thanksgiving sale special and things that we've heard the last 2 weeks on your show, why we hope everybody remembers that scuba is a great gift, whether it's a new class, a T-shirt or a cap with mermaids on it, or some scuba snobs gear, or our little book.
Right. Well, your book definitely makes a great stocking stuffer for any diver, or even non-diver. Maybe you're a snorkeler, and you kind of want to be up to date on some of those little tips we just shared. The Scuba Snobs Guide to Diving Etiquette's the name of it, and you go to scubasnobs.com and order it. And if you do it this week, I would imagine you can get it out to them before Christmas, right? Still?
Right, and also it's paperback or ebook. Amazon
okay.
does most of the shipping, also on Barnes and Noble or direct from the publisher. But if they order it within the next couple of days, they'll certainly get it. If they want the paperback to stick in a stocking, they'll get it in plenty of time for Christmas.
Absolutely. ScubaSnobs.com. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
You know, Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice.
Shooting all the reindeer with my brand new gun. The one I had to buy myself, cause Santa never comes. Santa, you suck.
What? That's not good.
Santa, you never showed up.
Oh, that's just, I don't know. I don't know if it says occupy folks out front with Scuba Radio Drunken Santa raising a ruckus. Maybe they'll keep them from getting into the new facility here at my house. I don't know. They represent 99%, but there were three guys out there with signs. So we'll have to see if that was enough of a barricade to keep Scuba Radio Drunken Santa out of the new broadcast facility. But time will tell. In the meantime, we have connected with Lizzie, our latest mermaid to the Scuba Radio pod. She made her debut at DEMA here in Orlando a few weeks ago. She is on Scuba Radio right now. Lizzie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, now I know you are tickled pink about our New Year's Eve extravaganza, aren't you?
Yes, I can't wait. I'm super excited.
Yeah, this is going to be her first outing as a Scuba Radio mermaid, and she's going to Bimini with us. Now, you know, this is a Neil Watson organized event, and you met Neil at DEMA, right? Didn't you meet Neil?
Yes.
And what did you think of Neil?
I thought he was great.
He is. He's awesome. He has 4 world records. He's quite the ladies man too, Lizzie. So you're going to have to keep it in check. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I know you got reinforcements with you. You're going to bring your sister along, and so you guys are going to tag team as Scuba Radio Mermaids and Bimini, right?
Absolutely, and it's my first time to the Bahamas, so I'm really excited.
Excellent. What about your sister? Katie is her name. Is this her first time to the Bahamas, too?
She's actually been to Nassau before, but this is going to be her first fun trip to the Bahamas because she was working on that trip.
Ah, well, Nassau is a nice place, but Bimini will be more of the true Bahamas out island experience. So Nassau is the big city. Bimini is like what the real Bahamas is all about, and you're going to have a great, great time there at the Guy Harvey Outpost Resort. You're excited, aren't you? I know.
I mean, can't wait. Yeah, it's going to be the best New Year's ever.
Yes, I think you are correct. If it's anything like it was last year, we're going to have a ball for sure. And, what about diving? I mean, we are going to work in a scuba dive here on Saturday morning on New Year's Eve. Have you been, you haven't been to the Bahamas. Have you been out of the U.S. to dive?
Yeah, actually, I spent the summer in the British Virgin Islands, so I've gotten a little taste of Caribbean diving.
Just a taste. Now, you are a dive instructor up in Tallahassee, right?
In Gainesville, Florida.
In Gainesville. I got to get that right. You'll kill me because I just put you in Gator Country and you're a FSU girl, aren't you?
Opposite.
Did I mix it up?
Yeah.
Oh,
FSU's
see.
In Tallahassee.
Yeah, what the hell's wrong with me? I can't keep the. I'm too old for this stuff, Lizzie, you know?
Yeah, you have to get that straight.
Yes, all right. Well, there you go. Now I know. So you're a Gator girl?
Yep.
Okay, and so you work with the college up there, though, to teach the students how to scuba dive now, right?
Yeah, I do. I do the open water lecture and a few of the pool sessions, and we're going to be starting up the advanced course next semester, so we're looking forward to that. It's going to be great. We're incorporating advanced nitrox rescue and some more technical diving stuff in the one course. So it's going to be really, really fun.
Excellent. How did you get into that gig? Because that sounds like a pretty cool teaching gig to have as a dive instructor.
Yeah, it's been really fun. So I never dove before I went to college, and my freshman year, my sister actually told me I should take the class. It's an open water class. So I signed up for it, got in as a freshman, which never happens. It was just by a stroke of luck. And every year I took another class, advanced dive master instructor. And then my senior year I was able to teach for the university. So I'm doing that, and it's been really great working with college students.
Wow, so you just impressed the heck out of them, and they said, okay, yeah, we'll let you do this, and it just went... Yeah, it just went on from there.
I guess so.
Well, what have they thought or have they heard, like your students, that you are now a mermaid on top of being a world-class dive instructor?
Everyone that I know knows that I've always wanted to be a mermaid in the first place, so they kind of think it's very fitting, and they're all very happy for me.
Well, it's a nice added bonus to say you were certified by a mermaid. You hear what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's definitely something you could charge more for if they would let you. I don't know. You got to stay within those university limits, I guess, in your position. But it's definitely an added bonus for many folks.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need to get some special Scuba Radio Mermaid Sea cards made for
Absolutely.
Like you and the Mermaid Tony, who's a diving. Well, all the mermaids are practically dive instructors now, so we got to work on this. So, getting back to our adventure on New Year's Eve, do you have any expectations on what to expect? Do I need to, I don't know, prep you so you're not shocked in any way? I mean, if you've been in the British Virgin Islands, you've been. You know, you've had some pretty good experiences already, but do you have any, what are your expectations for the Bahamas?
I don't really have any expectations because I know it's going to be fun, and that's the only thing that I'm expecting.
Well, that's true. You've listened to Scuba Radio enough, you know that we have our moments of fun after the diving is done, I guess.
Yes.
So you're ready, you're prepared, you've allowed your liver to... I don't know, cure accordingly, since Dima?
Yes, Yeah, my bags are practically packed already.
Yes, all right, perfect. All right, well, Lizzie, it will be a great time. I know you're going to have fun. We'll get pictures, video, the whole thing. You know, we got this massive fireworks display on New Year's Eve, too.
I love fireworks.
Oh, you're going to love these, and because we get right up next to them. There's no rules in the Bahamas. You know this, right?
Ooh. So my kind of place.
Yeah, so you don't have to, have a buffer zone between fireworks and boats and things. So we can get right up there close and get some get a front row seat for the fireworks. And people can join us. All they got to do is go to BiminiDive.com and join us for New Year's Eve. All right, Lizzie, I'll let you go and get the rest of your, well, you're already packed. So I guess you'll just have to hang through for the next couple weeks, and then we'll see you on New Year's Eve, okay?
Okay, thanks, Greg.
All right, and moving on, let's go to the phones. And we have Clay from Explore Ventures, the Big Cheese, is with us at Scuba Radio here. How you doing, Clay?
I'm doing great, and you're not the only one that calls me cheesy occasionally.
Yeah, well, hey, you're in Wisconsin, right? Or no, Wyoming. It starts with a W.
One of those W states.
Exactly. Close enough for me. But it'll work. I know, you know, we are kind of working this whole holiday-themed show today, and we've already talked about giving the gift of scuba, but also we want to talk about giving the gift of trips, like a liveaboard trip with Explore Ventures. You would help us out with that, wouldn't you?
Oh, of course. Yeah, we do that almost every year. We have somebody getting their spouse or one of their kids or something like that, a trip on the boat, so we've got to keep everything a big secret, and they sort of load them on a plane and don't quite know where they're going until they get there. So it's always fun to arrange something like that.
Yeah, it's a nice little seasonal surprise for sure. We'll give you a few options next. Plus, CJ and Jimmy the Bubble Boy have just stopped into the home studio. Now, I don't know if they've seen Scuba Radio Drunken Santa, but we'll get a report next. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Jimmy the Bubble Boy have just walked into the new home broadcast facility. Guys, welcome.
Thank you. We found you.
You did?
Yeah. Pretty easy. Pretty easy.
Did you see Scuba Radio Drunken Santa out there? I know he was
not
out there. I set up this barricade of Occupy protesters or something. With the hope that they wouldn't allow him through. But he's already called me once.
I said
he was coming.
I saw Blitzen puking in the bushes, so it's got to be him.
Yeah, okay, that might have been him. I don't know. But we'll see what happens. We got a little bit of show left. But in the meantime, Clay from Explore Ventures is on with us to give us some gift-giving ideas when it comes to liveaboard trips. Now, Clay, I know that you guys offer up, like, surprise certificates, which you were talking about before the break. And basically, you can call Explore Ventures, and it's like if you want to give your dive buddy or your better half a liveaboard trip, say, to the Turks and Caicos or something, it's just a certificate they can purchase, like a space on the boat? Or is it a certain amount, dollar amount, or like a gift card kind of thing, or what?
Oh, however people want to do it. We've done certificates. We've done dollar amounts. We've done all sorts of things. So all people have to do is give us a call and drop us an email, and we'll be happy to help out. It's fun.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing about Explore Ventures. They're big enough to offer all kinds of great itineraries for you to choose from, but they're small and family run, like Clay here, and they're willing to cater to those personalized needs that people want to do to make it a little extra special. So let's talk about some of those specials that you're offering right now. What do you got?
Well, we've got $500 off on pretty much all of our itineraries for certain dates next year. We've got special trips every month, going out in the Northeastern Caribbean, the Southern Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos and Maldives as well.
So there's a big selection of trips that people can just go to our website at www.explorerventures.com and see the list there, or check our Facebook page or whatever. Pick a trip and come join us.
And why would you? Well, we'll tell you about our adventures from the past year next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. It's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny. They should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Mom!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home.
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho.
This won't hurt a bit.
Yeah, we're sorry. But happy holidays to you regardless. You got to do these kind of things during the holiday season. You hear what I'm saying there, Clay?
I do, indeed.
Yeah, you just want to distance yourself as far as possible from that, don't you?
Well, exactly. If I knew what you were talking about, it'd be great. But but not knowing that, all I can do is agree with you, because that's generally a safe bet.
Yeah, well, it is. It is. Trust me. Now, CJ is with us, as well as Jimmy the Bubble Boy, and they've been on liveaboard adventures that they've experienced themselves with us. CJ, you were on the Turks boat, right?
I was, and still my favorite diving I've ever done.
So that should be, well, that's one endorsement of, you would love to get one of these certificates under your tree, right?
Oh, my God, yes. Are you kidding me?
What about you, Jimmy?
Oh, yeah. I was actually on the Turks one, the second one we went on. I love the giant octopus under that cage thing that was under the water, left over from that TV show from...
Oh, yeah. That was in the Bahamas, right? That was the dolphin cruise trip, right?
Yeah.
With Kelly, Brazilian swimsuit model. Yeah, that was a fun one. Yeah, and those were a few years ago. Last year, we've done some amazing trips with Explorer Ventures. Clay, well, help me remember them all. There's been so many. Which ones stand out in your memory?
Well, you know, there's just from the trip report that hurts, you know, I didn't have an opportunity to get down on the trips that you are on this this year, so it's actually pretty sad that you're asking me to remember them, because, I've heard about you on board, so I guess that's not too surprising.
Well, I figure you had heard more about my trips than I can remember on my own, because, you hear the aftermath.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you were down in August on Carpe Vita Explorer in the Maldives.
The Maldives, sweet.
That was an amazing trip from all accounts, and I got to believe it, because I was down on the trip in April, and I just had an amazing time.
Yeah, that has to be. I think, it's hard to say this, but I believe that was the best trip dive adventure that I had in 2011. Because we had one day where we had five whale sharks. I had never dove with whale sharks before until we went to the Maldives and got on the Carpe Vita liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. And I knocked that one off the list, literally knocked it off out of the park with that one, because that was such a surreal experience to be able to dive with a whale shark. And looking across at my buddy on the other side of the whale shark, like under it, and just kind of looking at him like, dude, can you believe we're here? And he looks back at me like, no, I can't. And the whale shark's looking at both of us like, who are these idiots? But it was just an amazing experience. and something that's fairly common, you know, a fairly common type of experience you would get in the Maldives on the Carpivia liveaboard. You have whale sharks all the time, right?
Yeah, they're very common. We don't see them 100% of the time. I think we only saw one or two the week I was on board, but most weeks we managed to find them, and they're you know, they travel throughout the atolls and in the Maldives, and a lot of the boats sort of radio when they found them and where they are, and it helps everybody out. But you know, the great thing about the Maldives is that, you know, you see a lot of the stuff that you see, for instance, in Galapagos, but it's warmer water. And you know, warmer air temperatures, and just a very, very relaxing, fun trip.
Yeah, it is. It's much warmer water than what I experienced in the Galapagos. However, the Galapagos was an amazing adventure as well, because I got to swim with killer whales.
Exactly.
So I
heard that story. I don't know, and you've told it. I've been with you when you've told it several times, and I don't know that anybody believes you.
But my story has stayed the same. That has to account for something. I have it so well rehearsed.
Yeah, I think, and you know, Jerry backs you up, so I guess you know, I guess there's somebody who has a little bit of credibility to back up your story. So
yeah. I mean, there were so many marine life encounters in the Galapagos, it was hard to compare anything to it until I went to the Maldives, and I was like, oh my gosh, this was like the Galapagos with warm water. It was like the best of both worlds. However, then I found out that there are certain times of the year where you can't get warmer water in the Galapagos, so now I want to go back and have a warm water experience in the Galapagos, but I don't know if we'll be able to work that out or not. It's on the list. I've added back on the list.
You know, we'll see what we can do, but I'll correct you to say warmer water and not warm water. How's that?
Yeah, fair enough. Just warmer than the 62 or 3 that we were getting there in the Galapagos.
Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. That's how you make it warm.
Yeah, that was the inspiration for that song, actually. Yeah. But
what else did you do in 2011? You went on Caribbean Explorer 2, the Northeastern Caribbean, with Dan and Betty Orr from Dallas.
Oh, yeah,
Dallas.
Yeah. That was a great adventure. I mean, that's the thing. I have to have reminders. That's usually why we bring these mermaids along, so they can remember what we actually did. And then as soon as then I'll have a flashback, and I'm like, that was so awesome.
Well, most people have dive logs.
Yeah, but I can't write.
Yeah, I prefer to keep a mermaid rather than a dive log,
exactly.
The former is probably more expensive.
I don't keep a log, I keep a mermaid.
He has a dive stick.
That could be our new motto. It helps to have someone to help you, you know, along in the whole memory thing. But
unless they're blonde.
What do you mean?
No.
Yeah.
You're just thinking that you're making a blonde joke.
Well,
are you?
We'll edit this out later.
No, we won't. This is high quality radio broadcast from our brand new facility. Hey, by the way, you guys like this? And this Clay, do we sound good in the new facility here, or what?
Two fins up.
Yeah, the party line tends to introduce, you know, sort of intrude a little bit, but other than that, it sounds great.
Yeah, well, that just is to make it sound like there's more people.
That's a show within a show.
Yes,
really,
that's
you're getting two shows for the price of one.
Yeah, we have a little crosstalk in the background. If you can't hear that, that's. Look, we're having some wiring things and trying to listen in on other people's conversations. That's part of the beauty of doing this.
In the true tradition of scuba radio, it does bump the randometer reading up a little bit for each show. So that's a good thing, I think.
Yes, I'll go with that.
It
I don't
could
know.
Be the wetsuits dripping into the back of the board.
That might be. I should have.
You may want to move those back a bit.
We should have had one of those signs like, you know, no wetsuits in the galley kind of thing they have on the liveaboards.
Is this thing grounded?
Grounded? What's that?
Am I going to get electrocuted?
No, stick your finger in here.
That's what she said.
Oh! Hey, now. Oh, boy. Well, Clay, we appreciate the update. I know we're going to add some great new adventures to our liveaboard diving in 2012. And I know you guys will be a big part of that. And we thank you for helping. And I'm sure we'll be talking to you very soon. Maybe you can join us in Bimini. What do you think for New Year's Eve?
Well, I'm not going to be able to get out of here on New Year's Eve, but I am definitely going to get on a trip with you again this year.
All right,
so,
great.
This coming year. So you have all these great experiences, and you know, I got to be there to rein you in and make sure that you know, you put everything in the proper perspective.
Yes, this is true. He'll be my if maybe I won't have a mermaid along, so Clay can be my new dive log or my new mermaid.
Or not.
Okay, or not. Well, we'll figure something out. All right, exploreventures.com is the website to go to book it. And Clay, we'll let you go, and you have a great holiday, okay?
Thanks, Greg.
1-800-322-3577 is the number for Explorer Ventures. And I know you two are going to probably call that number and book a trip for 2012, you think?
I'm putting it in my phone right now.
Yeah, which too. Place would you want to go? Galapagos, Maldives, Turks, Bahamas, Saba, St. Kitts?
Maldives.
Oh, my God.
Maldives for Jimmy the Bubble Boy.
Yep.
What about you?
Yeah, I would too.
What is it? Did I sell you on the warm water
thing?
The
whale sharks.
The whale sharks.
They like to be called voluptuous.
Now, they have whale sharks in the Galapagos too, though.
Okay, Galapagos.
Okay, but it's warmer. Well, it can be warmer in the Maldives. It's almost
okay,
like
back to Maldives.
I can't pronounce the G, so I'll just...
But they had killer whales in the Galapagos.
No, that was...
Galapagos penguins, no. Galapagos sharks,
you thought it was
manta
orca.
Rays.
You thought it was orca, but the guy was actually looking at you and going, you dork ya.
No, no.
They don't have penguins, do they?
Penguins?
Yeah,
what's
Galapagos
a penguin?
Penguins. Yeah. They do. Absolutely. You got penguins in the Galapagos.
Penguin.
All right. Galapagos then.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Is that Drunken Santa? God help us.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook. The evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Everybody, oh my God, it's it. That is him. Scuba Radio Drunken Santa has made his way into the new broadcast facility. Jimmy, I thought you were trying to keep him away.
I tried, Greg, but you know how hard it is to push him back.
He broke down the barrier. Just say, well, all right, well, welcome, I guess. I need to keep myself in that proper frame of mind.
It's like trying to keep Godzilla away from the power lines.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Scuba Radio.
Finally, somebody gets it.
All right. Well,
thank you, Johnny.
Merry Christmas.
Anytime, Sarah.
Sandy.
Johnny the Bubba Boy.
How did you find the new place? How did you find my house?
What's up?
What happened?
I just like to give my shining endorsement to the Scuba Radio wine.
I wondered where that went.
We will serve no wine before.
Did
it's
Bill
time.
Give you his bottle of wine this at the old studio? He
very
did.
Very good Portuguese beer.
It is. That's a type of grape there, Scuba Radio.
It's delicious.
Santa. You like
I
it?
I highly recommend it.
All right, so you give it two fins up, do you?
Two mittens up.
Two mittens. Now, how did he make that mitten go up there?
I don't know. Please don't meet the bottle.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Hmm.
But it's happy Christmas time.
Yeah, it
and
is.
I am St. Nicholas.
You are.
I am not penniless. I am Nicholas.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's a comedy, you know.
Are you in a giving mood?
See what I did there? I am all about the funny.
You are. You
funny
are.
Is money.
Okay.
But it's Christmas time, and everybody should give the gift of scuba. Yeah. Whether it's a liveaboard or just a simple, everybody could use a new snorkel in their stocking.
That's a nice thought.
The snorkel is kind of shaped, kind of bent.
Yeah.
Jimmy, get your mind out of the gutter.
I wasn't even going
and
there.
And the curvature of the snorkel fits right in most standard stockings.
Oh, I know. Okay, yeah. They would stretch
it out.
What are
they called? Stockings.
A stocking. Christmas stocking there, Drunken Santa.
And maybe if someone hasn't dove in a while, you could get their equipment bench tested for them.
But, you know, these are some pretty... sobering ideas for the gift-giving season that I got to give him credit for.
Santa is all about safety first.
Is he?
Or
that's the last thing I expected to hear out of him.
See, but, hey, you don't live as long as I have without looking out for number uno.
Really?
And another cool thing is I'm getting a lot of requests. It's all email these days. Nobody mails the letters
anymore.
I didn't
even think you had a cell phone.
So the North Pole... The U.S. Postal Service is on the verge of collapsing anyway. So everything is email. My email, I have a whole department, a whole flock of elves that do nothing but answer my emails.
Really?
But a lot of people just like that little shark stickers.
The little shark stickers that you put on the back of your trunk or car, you mean, in the window? That's a great gift idea.
They look
is what
like
you're
they're the colors of a dive flag.
And how about a breathalyzer?
Those come in handy.
For?
But I never drive.
Yeah, well, I don't think you own a car, do you?
I only ate lively reindeer.
You eat and lively reindeer?
Eight.
Oh, you have eight. I thought you ate them. You're kind of on the large side there.
Reindeer are a little gamey. You really don't.
So you try.
Unless you know what you're really doing, if you smoke them in a smoker, then they could be quite tasty.
Okay.
I'm really, really not into venison.
Is that what they would be, venison, reindeers?
Deer meat is venison, right?
I'll say yes.
He doesn't know jack.
He's still recovering from that nasty bout of Lyme disease.
What? He doesn't say anything?
Jimmy doesn't say squat. No.
No, I don't.
He doesn't do anything?
Give him some of the Scuba Radio wine.
Well,
he's the bubble boy.
I would, but sadly, there's none left.
You drank all of the Scuba Radio wine?
Well, I had just this bottle. I didn't know there was no more.
No, there's another case there right behind you.
His cupboards are bare.
You already checked my liquor cabinet.
Liquor? Hardly know her.
Oh!
Hey now!
We know a certain fjord where Santa gathers on the shoal.
That's right. Icebergs live there.
Okay.
That's how I keep in such shape.
Is by what?
I hop icebergs.
You hop them?
I run
you
along
climb them?
Until there's some water, and then I hop it.
That's how you get around the world so quickly in one night?
That's just, no.
Well, how do you do that?
That's just how I get out to the stables. So every day, you got to clean out those reindeer stables.
Yeah.
Those reindeer make a mess.
Really?
That explains the smell.
That can't be fun. All right, well.
It's not fun, but it has to be done.
I hope you're enjoying your visit here into the studio, because this will be the first and last.
Well, thank you for welcoming me into your lovely home, and this is a really nice studio.
Yeah, you like it?
It's way nicer than the other one.
Well, and we're having that one rebuilt, too, so we'll be in that one next week.
Greg, are you selling drugs? Where are you getting all this money for these upgrades?
Shh, drunken Santa.
He's just a middleman.
It's our little secret. Hey, don't forget.
Somebody knows something. Come forward. Anybody knows anything, call 888-88-SCUBA.
Well, at least you got the number right. All right, remember, if you want those pair of force fins that Bob Evans offered up earlier in the show, force fins, info@scubaradio.com with your name, address, and phone number. We have that and a couple copies of the Scuba Snobs book up for grabs. All you have to do is email us that info, and we'll put you in the hopper and draw three lucky winners on next week's show. All right, that'll do it for this week. Until then, remember, it's always better where, Santa?
Down in a sweater.
No, downwards. Wetter.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.